Braden Brown now joined by Cade Witt as we talk Chase County boys basketball. Hard to believe that the regular season is now in our rearview mirror. Coach, thanks for stopping by. Before we fully say goodbye to the regular season, the boys came out strong and had a big victory over Center on Friday night. Four guys in double figures. You got to be happy with that as a coach.
Yeah, it was nice to get everybody involved on senior night and send them out well. And yeah, we did a pretty good job getting multiple people involved. Matt Expire had another big night, 22 points. Hudson Doty had 13. And then Carter Mann's kind of one of our JV guys, was able to get in. He also had 13. And so it was nice to get everybody involved.
What can you tell us about Byer? It seems like the last couple of weeks he's really stepped up his game to another level.
I think a little bit just confidence. Early in the season, we were just trying to get him to – he had opportunities to drive and maybe he wouldn't. And the last few weeks he's kind of, kind of instilled in him that we need him to get going. In the half-court offense he does a pretty good job, driving and then, kicking out if he doesn't have a look. But probably one of the biggest things for him that he likes to do is get out in transition. So, his defensive pressure has been a little bit better. He gets steals and gets some runouts. And, even if it's not him getting it, he usually, if, we get a steal or a rebound, he's usually looking to run the court and get a easy look.
Next up for the Bulldogs, playoff basketball. Coach, you draw Uniontown. What do you know about them?
Well, they've played a couple common opponents. They played Waverly. They played Madison. Both those contests were close. I think they beat, they beat Waverly by about 4 points. They ended up losing to Madison by six. That kind of put them right in the realm of where we, how we scored against those teams. I know they got a couple physical guards. So, this week we'll kind of look at, hopefully, perfecting a couple things that we've been doing and then take a look at them. And I think our defensive pressure is going to be a little bit better this week when we face them. So should be a good first-round matchup for us, and we're looking forward to taking it to them.
And that game's going to be coming up on Friday. When you look at the entire Northeast sub-state that you're in, how do you feel about the draw?
I think as favorable as we've seen the last few years. There for a stretch, we'd end up, we'd see like Elsling, Sacred Heart. So we'd see some of the teams from that round. I thought all the games were pretty tough. And, this will be tough as well. But when you look at, the seeding out on our side on the team that we see some teams from the South Central Border League. And, that's who we matched up last year when we saw, Cedarville Dexter in the sub-state semifinals. It was a tough game, but we were able to come out on top. And that's the one seed on our side of our bracket. So, we know it's going to be tough. But when you look at just like how teams are made up, their build, I think we're as comparable to them as we've seen in the past few years.
Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt stopping by. We always appreciate his time. Coach, what does practice look like this week as you prepare for just one game instead of the normal two or even some of those weeks of three games?
Yeah, you have, sometimes you get two or three games in a week and it seems like you don't have enough time to cover everything. And then here we are with, we're not even playing Thursday, we're playing Friday. So you got another day in there. So we told the guys, we'd come in, we'd, get some days where we'd get some more shots up, a couple days, a day or two of we're just, maybe talking about Uniontown. And we don't want to try to overwhelm them too much, but we want to hopefully stay in a rhythm playing a little bit. So we'll probably go live a little bit just early this week just to make sure we're staying fresh with that. But, yeah, we got plenty of time, just hoping to keep everybody healthy, get some back healthy, and then we'll look forward to playing on Friday.
Cade, we always appreciate the insights. We'll let you get out of here, and good luck this Friday night.
All right, thank you.